Sexuality. I am one of your co-hosts, Kat, along with my lovely co-host, CC Love. Together, we will help lead you on your own spiritual path of self-discovery. You will be given powerful yet achievable tools and techniques and how-to exercises to help raise your frequency to attract only those people and experiences that match your own universal vibration. Mother Mary Sound Healing will be transmitted at the beginning of each show. And as promised, DC and I will share some metaphysical what the bleep moments with our listeners that we have each experienced on our own spiritual journey, along with an oracle card reading for the collective at the end of the show. So just a note here, we are not medical professionals, and therefore due to the content of this show related to, when applicable, naturopathic healing modalities, holistic disease prevention and detoxification, and other healing modalities, it's important that you check with your own medical team before starting any protocol. So I want to start by just giving you a little background about myself. Again, my name is Kat, and I am a natural born intuitive empath, angel intuitive, and clairvoyant, having seen Mother Mary at a very young age. And since then, metaphysical experiences and miracles are part of my everyday life. I use energy medicine to achieve positive outcomes using powerful visualizations during meditative states for overall health and wellness. And furthermore, I've experienced lucid dreaming more times than I can count. And these prophetic dreams come true within 1 to 3 days. It's a spiritual gift that runs my family, as well as psychometry, which, if you don't know, is a form of extrasensory perception, being able to make relevant associations from an object of unknown origin or history by making physical contact with that object. And finally, along with a few conventional and graduate degrees, I also am a certified spiritual, shamanic, meditation, mindfulness, and holistic health and wellness coach. About me. DC?
Beautiful, Kat. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, as well as being a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, a spiritual soul healer, and there are a few other things. But the really cool thing, you know, about me is the way I, you know, got to where I am today. My journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, sugar cookies with delicious sprinkles, my cell phone texting me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side, and then spirit actually sitting upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice, none. I'm telling you, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't go anywhere. I had to listen, and I'm so glad I did, because it brought me to where I am today. And, you know, the magical journey doesn't stop there. I did, you know, attain some more schooling. I attended, you know, schools of higher learning. And you may say, well, so did I. Well, in my case, I did go, you know, to somewhere a little bit different. I went to heaven, and I acquired some of the knowledge that I have gained to help myself and then to help others. They say if you snooze, you lose. Well, in my case, I don't feel that that was so. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So I've got quite a team with me, Kat. Don't you agree?
I do agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's a little crazy at times. I mean, one minute I'm talking to Joan Rivers, and the next minute I turn my head and there's Jesus. And I turn again and there's Ginger. So it's just the most, you know, crazy but amazing journey. And I love it. And right now I just want to give you a little bit of information in regard to the Sacred Embers Network. As you know, you've tuned into Bridging the Gap between Science and Spirituality with myself, DC Love, and my amazing co-host, Kat. And I'd like to tell you about, you know, a few of the other shows that we have on the Sacred Embers Network as well. We have Enter the Light, and that show has many co-hosts. There is Tony Jurgensen, Marianne Adams, Jessica Marie Tetro, Elizabeth D'Anfrio, I believe. I'm sorry if I'm killing these names. Lynn Bleasdale, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. He is the newest member of their team. And their show is on Sundays at 3 p.m. We also have Angel Answers with Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, Jan Drake-Bakke, Peg Jones, and occasionally myself and Kat. We join in on the show. And that show airs on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And last but certainly not least, we have The Lighthouse that airs twice per month. And that show has two beautiful co-hosts, Tina Godin and Shannon Johnson. So that's a little bit about our beautiful Sacred Embers Network that is on Blog Talk Radio. So with that being said, Kat, I'd like to, go and start the Mother Mary Sound Healing.
Sure. Perfect.
Okay, so the Mother Mary Sound Healing is something that was gifted to me by Mother Mary quite a while ago. And I used it for myself. I used it for family members, some close friends. And just recently, when I connected with Kat, you know, I shared it with her, and I was getting the same results. Amazing healings, miracles. So it is just so beautiful. And now, you know, we're here on Blog Talk Radio with this beautiful show, and this is one of our healing tools. So please sit comfortably, close your eyes, and just relax. Kat, are you back with me?
Barely.
Wow, that was powerful. I was just like in this beautiful, beautiful, I felt like this rose-colored space, and I couldn't see anything around me, but when I looked above, I could see heaven.
Wow.
That's
beautiful. I felt like I saw everything this time in terms of humanity, and Mother Mary was holding on to, you know, those who needed her help, you know, whether it was physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it was. You know, those who are being mistreated, those who just needed to be comforted and healed and loved. And it was everywhere. It was actually beautiful. And, you know, and then, you know, Jesus always puts crosses over top, you know, all of us, all of, you know, the world, our ancestral, you know, families, ever, you know, important places in the world, sacred places, just wherever, you know, he needs to, like, special places that he truly, you know, is like, this is important, and I'm showing you now that, you know, this is being blessed, and you're not to worry. So that's what I got, and it was really special.
Beautiful. That is amazingly special. Thank you for sharing with us. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So that was our Mother Mary sound healing. But when Kat and I first connected, I did channel a healing. It's the Mother Mary Sacred Red Rose healing, and I'm going to share that now. So Kat and I connected with her beautiful friend who was in hospice care at the time of this, you know, the healing channeling that I received, and we each slept. We astral traveled at 3 a.m., and Kat and I are in different states, but we went to heaven with her beautiful friend, and we connected with Mother Mary. Mother Mary walked with us on this beautiful, amazing beach where I was just like entranced by the waves, how white and just like beautiful. I could sit there all day and watch the waves, and then, you know, feeling the amazing warm sand on our feet. Then as we stood there, Mother Mary began to go into the water, and she'd go a little bit deeper. We stood there, you know, on the beach, and we were just looking because she was not getting wet. No matter how far she went, she was not getting wet. So, of course, we were in amazement. I then began to channel this beautiful, sacred red rose healing as the three of us walked with Mother Mary on the beach. I then realized that this was the eternal beach of heaven, and it was the perfect atmosphere to release what no longer serves us. But what was really cool, too, is my channeling was so synchronistic with Kat's beautifully channeled message to her friend that was channeled for her birthday. And in her channeling, she mentioned sacred gardens with beautiful flowers that nourish our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And at this point, Mother Mary gave each of us a sacred red rose, which she placed within our hearts. So as I continue and read the channeling, you too will have an opportunity to have a sacred red rose placed within your heart as well by Mother Mary. All you have to do is just say yes as I continue. But first, Mother Mary wants to explain that healing does not have to take a long time. And even though this channeling is not that, you know, it's not really, really long, it is a significant healing tool, and as well, it is very powerful. It addresses all issues. It can be read, you know, for a family member to help them with a healing process. And you could even gift it to a friend. It helps everyone with everything. So Mother Mary has heard your prayers, and she knows the suffering that you have endured. She asks that you trust in her divine healing abilities. We are going to release and let go of all that no longer serves us, including cellular memory, emotional wounds inflicted on you as a child, limitations, ancestral roots that need healing, and pain that has traveled through family lines. You can sit or lie comfortably. Gently close your eyes and slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time, slowly breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Now envision a beautiful sacred rose filled with unconditional love that is being placed within your heart by Mother Mary. And as you breathe, imagine your breath going directly into this beautiful, beautiful rose that is within your heart. And as you continue to breathe, this sacred rose begins to bloom. As it does, it is bringing with it heavenly healings. These blessings are filled with divine healings in this beautiful rose. And it is filled with, you know, they're filled with blessings, divine healing. There's trust, there's courage. And it will help you with whatever circumstances you are facing. So please, you know, take a moment or two, and you have this beautiful red rose within your heart that was put there by Mother Mary. Place your intentions into this beautiful sacred rose. And you can go back later and you can, you know, continue to place whatever it is on a daily basis, whatever is needed. You can put it into that rose as well. As you're doing this, you begin to feel a beautiful warmth upon your body as divine love and light fill every fiber of your being. And this beautiful energy is connecting with every cell in your body. And it brings healing wherever it is needed. You now feel Mother Mary holding you in her heavenly embrace as she continues to fill your entire body with this divine and loving energy, which also heals any situation you are connected to or concerned about. And this amazing healing will continue to take place on all levels, whether they're physical, emotional, spiritual, or even on a soul's level, until all healing is complete. You will feel Mother Mary's divine essence within your heart, knowing that you have unlimited divine resources that are within your sacred rose, and they are available to you when needed. Mother Mary's divine healing has no limitations. It can go wherever love can go, and as we know, love heals all wounds, and it removes all obstacles. And Mother Mary is saying, I love you. My beloved children, I love you. But she's continuing with a little message. My beloved children, I am standing with each of you right now. Some of you may have trouble understanding what you cannot see. Please have faith because I am with you right now, and I will remain by your side. Whatever you are needing, just ask, and I will guide and protect each of you. Please do not be afraid. I will encourage and support you as you go forward through life's challenges and the changes that are occurring. You must believe that these changes are for your highest good. Release the despair and the doubts that are causing such heaviness within your sacred hearts. Beloveds, it is time to give birth to the dreams that you thought would not be possible. Please keep going in the direction of your dreams. You will have all the spiritual support that you are needing. This is a time of rebirth. Connect with the spiritual blessings that I have placed within the sacred rose of your hearts. Beloveds, you are on the cusp of a new life. I'm always with you. I love you, Mother Mary.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I lost my train of thought from the other the other healing. My head was like still a little spacey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's
it just
beautiful.
Wow. energy. You know, the energy is just totally, totally amazing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful.
It's a healing, and we, you know, we have, like, from using this, we've had so many miracles happen, right, Kat? And it's just,
yeah.
It's such a blessing that Mother Mary has, you know, entrusted you and I to do this job here to, you know, to help others in their healing process at this time. I
yeah.
just feel, you know, so honored that she, you know, allowed us to represent her and be her
yeah.
voice, you know, for others to hear, which I feel is so, so amazing.
Oh, that's for them as well, too, to get on board and, you know, spread that word and spread that sound healing and spread that sacred red rose,
yeah.
you know, healing, because, you know, she came to us, yes, but in doing that, it's for mankind. It's for, right?
It is. And, you know, Kat, we have to tell others, too, like, this is our modality that we use. I mean, there are so
right.
many different ways that, you know, you can help humanity, and it may be in a different way. But this
Absolutely.
Is, you know, this is what we were given, and we're here to share it with you and do our best to, you know, bring healing to those that are, you know, in need. And we're honored to be here to help you.
Yeah, you said that perfectly, because you're right. Everyone has their own, you know, spiritual gifts and you know, their way of helping not only themselves, others, the world. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be on a world basis. It, you know, it can be anything, because everything is great. Everything helps, right? If you help one person, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
It truly is. I mean, and we've been honored to help so many so far. And it just keeps growing, you know?
Yes.
Which I'm in total awe, as are you. And, you know, we're here. We're the vessels for her healing. And you could hear our voice. So,
yes.
you know, that's why we were given, you know, this divine assignment is what I feel.
It is a divine
and
assignment. It's a big one.
Yes, yes. It really
yeah.
is. It's so beautiful. Okay, so with
yeah.
that being said, Kat, I believe we're going to talk a little bit about Archangel Metatron.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, you know, if those that are listening really know about him. The first thing that I'd like to say is Archangel Metatron, you know, is an archangel who lived a human life prior to becoming an angel, which is really amazing. And one of the things about him is, you know, he is personified as being a male, but in actuality, he is just this beautiful, powerful, spiritual energy, like a spiritual fire. But he does present himself as a male, you know, when needed. But he's got this amazing, intense energy. And, you know, with that beautiful fire, he's got divine wisdom. He's got, you know, the understanding of the universe's creations. He's just amazing. And he is believed to be the second most powerful being. The first being would be God, in terms of, you know, how powerful he is in the world. And it's just beautiful. But he is seated in paradise, you know, beside God. So he is this beautiful,
right.
mighty being that we're, you know, we're connecting with right now. And the reason I'm going into this before I have a little message is when I'm done with my message, Kat is going to continue, and she's got some really fascinating and important information about sacred geometry, which I just find so intriguing, Kat. I love it. And the one thing I have to say, I don't know if, you know, everyone realizes this, but Archangel Michael, you know, is the one who created the Metatron's Cube, or it's also called the Merkaba. And he's the one that utilizes, you know, the sacred geometry symbols, you know, the first to, you know, to have these energies that are healing energies flow to us, you know, to this beautiful energetic field. And like I said, in a little bit, Kat will talk about like the sacred geometries, and it's just, it's really, really amazing. So I'm going to continue. As I said, we're going to take a few minutes now to get acquainted with Archangel Metatron. He's always available to assist us, to help us evolve, to ascend on our spiritual journey. And for myself personally, I reconnected with Archangel Metatron in 2014 during, you know, this lifetime. That's the time that I, you know, began my beautiful spiritual journey. So the first thing I noticed immediately was his strong presence. And it took a while to realize that he does have a sweet side, but I didn't see it right away. I immediately connected with his no-nonsense side. And it began with him sternly saying, go ahead. And I jumped. I felt like someone was yelling in my ear. I was connecting with a group of friends, and we were giving each other little readings, and his voice was so loud. It almost sounded like he was actually yelling. So it was, of course, unsettling. And at that time, I asked, who is this? Reveal yourself. So, of course, he didn't say who he was. It did take several months before, you know, he told me, you know, who he was actually. And, you know, he reconnected with me. So until that time, you know, I called him Mr. Bossy Pants. When I finally realized who he was, he did, of course, reveal to me at that time that we had been together through many lifetimes. He had called me his little starseed, and he also said his purpose was to be my guide and my gatekeeper. And he would help me to go forward on my path. He also said, you know, believe in myself. And he said, I was here to spread love and help people awaken to their soul's purpose and to just be me. He gave me the guidance at that time that I really needed, and it empowered me to continue forward on my journey. I also learned that channeling would be one of my strongest callings, and I really feel that it is. So at the present moment, he is saying to each of you, beloveds, this is your divine time to connect with me. I am Archangel Metatron. I am so happy to make this connection with you today. I come with an empowering angel message infused with divine love. When you walk the path of love, you are aligned with your divine purpose, centered in love, your unique purpose and reason for being alive. You are spiritual beings, and we are all here to learn and love and awaken to our fullest potential. The past is the past. Let us put aside all of our human cares and differences and then rise in the oneness that is the heart and mind. In light and love, we come to our being, and in light and love, we shall remain, now and always. I ask at this moment, to, you know, for each of you to let go of what no longer serves you. Let go of fear, anxiety, anger. Let the light in. The light is present on this earth, the light of your soul. Know that you are exactly where you are meant to be right now on your path. Honor that you are exactly where you're meant to be and allow the angels to come in to lift you upon wings of love. Let your light shine and let yourself be free. Life is simple. All you need to do is to listen to your intuition and then act when guided. Let go and experience the divine flow of the Creator. You will experience happiness and abundance and truth. You will have all you need and all that you require. Be at peace with everything that comes your way, and please remain hopeful in your heart. And let it be filled with happiness, because when you remain peaceful, there will always be a flow of energy that will be there to assist you. With the arms of love, you are safe, beloveds. Come come to me and know that you too are dearly loved. Know in your heart, I am always with you, with each of you, and we are one. I will light your way with 1,000 stars, for you will always be my beloveds. I am known as the first angel on the tree of life, as well as being one of two angels that had a human incarnation. Please welcome me into your life, and I will assist you with the issues that are affecting you, as well as assessing your spiritual gifts. Do not let life's distractions keep you from the peace you deserve or the ascension on your path of personal growth. Everything is shifting at this time. It is now time to experience new dimensions. Stand in your light, beloved, and share this beautiful energy with all of humanity. Trust in your soul's guidance, knowing that you are fully supported as you connect with your heart's desires. Notice the doors that are opening for you at this time. Your thoughts and your intentions have created opportunities as well as open doors. And I will be there, and I will help you to have the courage you need to pursue your life's goals as you walk forward, connecting with who or what you are seeking. You are never alone. You have angels that are watching over you. Beloveds, please believe in yourself and your soul mission. Your success will be guaranteed. You are on the path of alignment. Walk toward your ascension. And as you do, I will remain by your side, and I will guide you every step of the way. So at this time, I will assist you in balancing the yin and the yang in your inner life, as well as cleansing and clearing your chakras and releasing any energy that is not for your highest and best. Please sit or lay comfortably. Close your eyes. Begin to breathe. And breathe in the love that is permeating into your very essence. Slowly breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. I will now place my sacred cube, which contains the foundation of everything, above your head. I am activating its energy and directing it downward through your crown chakra. I continue to direct it downward through each of your chakras. And as I do, we are removing all blockages, bringing you into complete vibrational alignment, as well as bringing you healing, protection, harmony, and balance. It is now time to open up your energetic gateways, preparing for you to receive divine communication and understanding from heaven to earth. Your feminine and masculine energies are now in perfect balance. You are ready to receive the higher understanding of the universe, as well as soul wisdom and divine fire. I ask each of you to assist me in helping humanity at this time, helping to raise their vibration, as well as the vibration of the planet. I now gift each of you a sacred Metatron cube. It contains boundless wisdom, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual strength. This cube also contains the ability to awaken you to higher realms and connecting you with Christ consciousness. There are no limitations to the capacity of transformation that can take place with my assistance and your power to create and serve humanity. Your soul's potential awaits you, beloved. When you are ready, you can begin to slowly open your eyes, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, move your arms and your legs, and then come back to the present when you are ready. I am Archangel Metatron.
Wow. He is a powerful one. I felt that.
He truly is. I mean, he's amazing. Truly, truly amazing.
I just felt that.
And
the whole... Just going
go ahead.
Through my crown
what did
chakra
you feel
all the way through. Just the Metatron's
wow.
Cube just going through all the way. I could visualize it, too. I could see it. And
you?
Just going through, all the way through. You know?
That's
and,
awesome.
The esoteric wisdom is something that, you know, is just very important to what we do as well. And just activating all of those things was just, that was amazing.
Yes, it truly is.
Yeah.
When I first met him, and even today when I connect with him, I mean, his energy is sometimes overwhelming, but it's absolutely amazing at the same time. And he's here for each of us. He wants to help everyone. So it's really beautiful. And he does connect, like, with little children as well. And he calls them his star seeds. You know? Yeah. And those, you know, beginning their spiritual journey that are, you know, wanting to go forward on a beautiful spiritual journey. So it is truly, truly amazing. And he just asks that, you know, as Kat goes forward and talks a little bit about, you know, the sacred geometry, you know, that this is something that is very powerful and it could be used for so many different things as, you know, the Metatron cube that you were spiritually gifted. Okay, it can help you to, you know, elevate your energy and it could help you, you know, you can use it for mind, body, and spirit as well. But we must respect it because it is very, very powerful. And it's nothing to, you know, to be taken for granted.
Right.
So it's just really amazing.
Just the way you described him, he's a force of nature and, you know, he's a serious, very intense. And, you know, I feel like he expects that respect. And
he does,
you know,
yes.
Yeah.
And he too, Kat, I didn't mention that he records everything in the Book of Life that we are doing.
Wow.
So, of course, he wants to encourage us, you know, to go forward and to, you know, do our best.
Yes.
And some call, like, the Book of Life also known as the Akashic Records.
Yeah.
But everything that we've done, every person that we've connected with during this journey is recorded by Archangel Metatron.
Think about that. Every single...
Well, you know what, the one thing I'm thinking about, I'm ready to laugh, is I'm thinking, Archangel Metatron, the one thing that you did not gift me was your organizational skills. If I could be as organized as Archangel Metatron, I'd be golden.
You're pretty darn golden there.
Thank you, as are you.
Goodness, thank you. But he's, He's just in everything, Mighty Archangel, and I'm just very honored. And I thank you for that because that was just a beautiful, beautiful channeling from him.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's excited that, you know, that you're going to go on from where I left off.
Okay. So we're going to start we're just going to touch on last week just to start things here. Last week we did touch on sacred geometry, which happens to be fascinating to me as well. But, you know, the question is that I really didn't ask last week, the listeners, is what is sacred geometry exactly? So in doing research, geometry literally means earth measurements, deals with points, lines, shapes, and space. And so what differentiates sacred geometry from the field of mathematics is the belief that certain geometric patterns have spiritual meanings. So depending on, you know, this is anything, you know, depending on your religion, your belief systems, your culture, and so on, some view sacred geometry as a proof of creation, which is mathematically and geometrically in nature. For others, these patterns represent the architecture of the universe, as some mathematical laws and principles appear repeatedly in nature, from plants to animals to crystals, coastlines, and our chakra system. And this is just for starters. You know, sacred geometry is everywhere. So last week we did discuss activating the hidden sacred geometry centers with Robert Gilbert, who guided us through the grid of life design, also known as the gold triangle. So for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to say, during this practice we did last week, we were guided to visualize a ball of golden light on the top of our head, on the top of our left shoulder, and on the top of our right shoulder. Then we were asked to visualize drawing a line from shoulder to shoulder, then another line up to our head from the top of each of our shoulders to make the sacred geometric shape known as the golden triangle. And so just envision this golden triangle around your head, which is really the first step in the sacred geometric structure of what we're talking about here, which is the grid of life design. And many people do this as they're meditating to become, you know, just more highly activated and ascend into higher dimensions. So if you remember, the reason we did this, again, here is just to better tap into our higher consciousness and receive our spiritual gifts to help heal ourselves and others. So backing up for a minute, it's important to mention that there are many sacred geometric shapes. However, I'm only going to give you a few examples here because of the sake of time. And I'm only really touching on these because each that I'm going to give to you has so much more involved in what I'm going to say. So we can further that in, you know, further future episodes, and or you can look it up yourself. But it really is fascinating to think what these geometric shapes can actually do. So we're going to start one being the Mighty Archangel Metatron's Metatron's Cube. And this sacred geometric structure is known to be the most stable of all the sacred shapes. It is a grounding structure and useful in helping us feel more connected, present, and clear-headed, and all these things that, you know, that DC has said earlier. And he's just, you know, a powerful, powerful divine, you know, spiritual energy, just pure divine wisdom and very powerful. So related, it's here, you can interject here to DC for a second, because this Metatron's Cube is related to the Merkaba, which strengthens the power of our intention and harmonizes the environment. But they are not, there's a difference between the two, just for those who may have thought there is a little difference. All right, so now we're on to the Flower of Life, which is the symbol. This symbol is formed by 19 equally proportionate overlapping circles, whereby each circle intersects the other at their center. So this is an ancient geometric symbol, and it's what's called a fractal pattern, and is said to represent the origin of the universe, which symbolizes creation. So visually, as you look at this, the Flower of Life structure, the number 6 is the number of order, harmony, cosmos, and the heavenly realm. And it talks here about the Merkaba here, which is the geometric structure associated with the Flower of Life, which you had said earlier, DC, was from Mighty Archangel Michael, correct? And represents protection and transports our consciousness to higher dimensions. Its geometric shape is a collection of triangles within a sphere and is a magical structure that harmonizes opposing energies that help us achieve higher consciousness. And the Merkaba is translated to mean light, body, spirit, and is known as the chariot of the soul. So that was interesting to me. And there is a sacred geometric shape called the circle, simply called the circle. But it's very, very, very powerful. And I did watch a episodes on this, which were very in-depth. And so, but I'm only going to touch on it here again for the sake of time. But the circle is very important. It's a two-dimensional shadow of a sphere, which in all cultures is considered to represent the indivisibility and perfection of the universe. The circle represents the never-ending loop due to the lack of a beginning and the lack of an end. So it's just, it's ongoing. There are more, but I will give you just one more here, which is the Tree of Light. Sacred geometric symbol represents a path towards the individual's journey into oneness with God. In sacred geometry, the Tree of Light is depicted with 10 circles called the Sephirot and 22 bars representing our unity with the universe. And again, that's associated with Metatron. So for those of you who are new to sacred geometry, it is known as the thought forms of God and blueprints for all of creation. The sacred geometry, or think of them as packets of divine consciousness, holding inside of them pure structural patterns that move down from the higher planes to manifest on every level of creation. So our visions of these sacred geometric patterns enable us to expand into deeper levels of awareness. It's literally a communion of our human mind with the divine mind. It's noteworthy to state that many people report seeing geometric symbols in their dreams to what you have been either praying for or meditating on, or an idea that is being divinely given to you. So we'll also really talk about, primary energy centers, like I said before, are also in our chakras, which are wheels. They're like wheels because they appear on the front and on the back of the body as spinning vortexes of energy. So in the center of the column of our chakras runs a golden thread of divine energy, which holds the original energy of the unity of the divine plane. So I hope you're all keeping up, and I understand some of it may be a little difficult, but I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for you to understand. But continuing with the sacred geometry, I'm going to introduce you to what's called the Cave of Brahma, which is known for activating spiritual visions. The sacred geometry, like I said, are packets of divine consciousness, holding inside of them pure structural patterns that move down from the higher planes to manifest on every level of creation. So our visions of these sacred geometric patterns enable us to expand our deeper levels of awareness, right? And as I said before, it's a communion, of our human mind and our divine mind. Dr. Gilbert, who we spoke about last week, he had talked about light and consciousness, the exact same thing. There's evidence in modern physics today which shows that the essence of all creation is not physical matter, but consciousness. So modern physics states that everything is fundamentally energy and that light exists both as a physical particle and as an energy wave. So this leads to the concept that everything physical is made of light and that physical matter is simply light energy in a specific state of materialization. So many healers find that when they combine the clear focus of a thought form, holding a desired state of healing towards that person, animal, regardless who it is, regardless of what spiritual modality they're using, when they sincerely ask the divine spiritual beings, angels, ancients, energies, whoever they are resonating with in the divine world, the desired results for themselves and others repeatedly improve, sometimes even creating miracles. For angelic beings and non-physical spiritual beings, they communicate with us through an instantaneous transmission of a thought form containing densely packed information to us. So this is where we merge with a higher field of consciousness. And if you've ever been on a vision quest, this is what they're referring to this as. And I have been on a vision quest, and it is quite intense. And your visions are very, very, very powerful if led by, you know, the proper people. So the sacred geometric structure of the human energy body are keys to access our latent spiritual gifts. The difference between an ordinary person and a spiritual person is that the spiritual person is said to have an energy field that is highly activated and sacred geometrically structured. So this makes available to them higher states of consciousness and other gifts, just like how DC explained how Metatron's cube came through the crown and went through our whole chakra system. So this seems almost magical to ordinary people who are like stuck in dense, toxic energy fields. So for this reason, hidden initiations around the world train their students to understand where the key spiritual centers are in their energy fields and how to activate them. And let me just say here, it's not just the seven chakras. There's so much more here. So the knowledge of the sacred geometric structures of the human energy systems open a hidden world which controls health and illness, our mind and emotion, and again, our latent spiritual potential. So as you've learned, there are many different sacred geometric structures in our energy bodies. And again, if like you do the research, you'll find so much science on this. But we're going to stop here on this topic, and I'm going to turn it over to DC.
Thank you so much, Kat. That is amazing, and there's so much, like you said, that you know we could present for everyone. And this is I feel it's really important, you know, to talk about sacred geometry, and there's just so much. And the time limitations, we can only do a little bit each show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back now, and I have a little a channel's message that I actually I channeled it. I believe it was in 2018 that I channeled this message, and I'm just like I'm blown away because at times I go back and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. So what I did not know at the time that I did this channeling is with Enoch is that Metatron is the name that Enoch received after his transformation into an angel. I did not know that. So here I'm connecting with Enoch, and I'm connecting with Metatron, and I did not make the connection. In 2018, I was just looking at this beautiful picture that I have of my grandparents, and then I heard, "Blessings, it is I, Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah, who comes before you. My name means dedicated. I ask each of you to dedicate your lives to being of service to others, as well as Mother Earth. Walk the path of divine love. All answers can be found within your heart. Walk with God each day. He's a great walking partner. You will connect with the higher dimensions of love and divine truth. It is now time to let go of limiting beliefs which no longer serve you. Fill your heart with gratitude and allow your faith to create the life you so desire and bring abundant blessings into your life. Plant your seeds and watch them grow. They will withstand the elements and they will bear fruit for generations to come. Sit within nature and connect with your soul. You will have the spiritual nourishment needed and you will align with all that is. This is a very fertile season and it will produce life-sustaining lessons. Many of you see a world filled with lack. Trust that blessings will be bestowed upon you. You will have everything you need and then more. Then share your abundance with others and be a blessing to them. Trust and have faith and remain optimistic about your future. There are many choices that you have before you. It is time to move forward, maintain balance and harmony, and you will have the clarity as new paths present themselves. Nurture the less fortunate and help them as they walk upon their path. Help them gain the security that they are needing in the physical realm. You have the ability to create and manifest good fortune. Share your riches with others. I am Enoch. Now, when I was reading that, Kat, it reminded me of the message that Archangel Metatron gave us. It was, you know, the content felt similar.
Yeah, it did. It did. I love the message.
Right?
It's just, it's beautiful, yeah. I mean, everything that you just said from Enoch, it does. It relates. Totally. But it's just another reminder of the things that we're to do and, you know, to move forward on this, you know, earthly plane and help others and plant the seeds and gratitude and serve others and, you know, our lives to, you know, helping ourselves, others, Gaia, let go of things that didn't ever serve us. I mean, it was, everything was great. I resonated with everything.
Yeah, it was truly, you know, it was beautiful. And I came upon it like a little bit earlier after realizing that, you know, Metatron, you know, was Enoch before he transformed into an angel. And he and Archangel Sandalphon are the only two archangels that, you know, lived a human life prior to being an angel.
How about that?
So that was just really amazing. Really amazing.
It brings our prayers to God, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're saying God. So I connected earlier. I was just sitting. You just mentioned God. I connected earlier, and I was just sitting and, you know, just like relaxing prior to, you know, the show this evening. Sort of, you know, I had like music playing, like a meditation on and different things. And Jesus came in and he's saying, you know, he wants to be, you know, actively involved in all of our lives. And, you know, when he shows up, there's so many miracles that can happen. And we're to, you know, expect miracles, you know, and allow him to intervene. Even when we have, like, you know, maybe there's a situation that seems like it's impossible. Well, everything is possible with God. But he's reminding us that, you know, our bodies are our temples, and they're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that would be, you know, the Holy Spirit would be Jesus, of course. And he's saying, you know, your body is not there, you know, for sickness or disease. And he asks that we, you know, we say affirmations and, you know, saying them daily, like on a daily basis. And, you know, I take authority now in the name of Jesus, whether we have a pain, a spirit, or affliction, you know, in the name of Jesus, we command it to go in his name. And he asks that we invite the Holy Spirit, you know, into the areas that we're having issues with. And as we do, you know, we invite God's miracles in this area as well. But we've got to, you know, we've got to speak to these areas as if they were actually living entities. And these areas will respond. But we've got to command. Just as, you know, Jesus would, we command those mountains to move so we can command the sickness to leave our body in Jesus' name. You know, and we come against any kind of sickness because every problem can be healed, you know, and Jesus could come in and he can repair every damaged part in our body and, you know, just restore our body, remodel our body, and, you know, to bring it back to the original condition that he intended for us. He's the Lord of our body, and every sickness, every pain, everything that's not, you know, perfect health is basically illegal to Jesus in our body. But we have to, you know, start using our affirmations. We have to command every sickness, you know, every pain out of our body. And, you know, really you have to open up your lips and begin to command those sicknesses and diseases, command those pains, no matter, you know, if they're big or small. They have to listen. They're subject to your commands. They are subject to your voice. You know, so all of this is actually, too, like it's subjective to our faith. So we've got to believe and we've got to command everything that is not of perfect health to leave our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus and then receive the healing that, you know, that we are given from our Father and just, you know, thank him. So as I was saying that, I sat there and then something came on TV, Kat, and I was, you know, I was just thinking about this. I read this message that I had sent to a friend who was sick, and then I heard the river, you know, on TV, the river of life is within each of us. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is flowing within your bodies. It shall accelerate healing in our earthly bodies, and you can tap into this power, and it will permeate every cell, and it will bring healing into your body. And the eternal life that is inside of you is the way to heal through the transformation of our minds. We can tap into this and we can start to receive healing that we are needing, because in heaven, healing is everywhere and there is no sickness. Everything in heaven has healing in it. So whether you picked up a flower, you saw, you know, a flower, the grass, anything that you touched had healing power. And I believe this because when my brother-in-law transitioned, I actually went to heaven to have a visit with him. And it was the most amazing experience that I, you know, have ever had. So everything in healing does have, you know, it has healing. And in the, you know, in heaven, there's the river of life. And I saw the river of life, not while I was in heaven, like visiting my brother-in-law, but I remember seeing it prior to starting this journey. And it's the most amazing river that you could ever imagine. And I remember just like kneeling down and just like touching the water. And this water has like such a sparkle to it that goes beyond anything we've ever seen. So we're asked, you know, to envision this beautiful river of life. Envision that you are drinking water from this river of life. And as you do, you will receive the healing that you are needing as well. So this amazing healing water, it's available to everyone. And you can actually fill up a glass of water, envision that you're drinking from, you know, the river of life, and then drink the water. And you will receive the healing. And Jesus talks, you know, about, you know, how powerful our words are. So with those words, as I said, we can, you know, we can speak to our mountains. So those mountains for you and I, you know, they can mean different things. But whatever the issue is, you can speak to the mountain. And the funny thing is, you don't even have to understand the healing to receive it. And that goes for the channeled message, like our channeled healing. You don't have to understand it completely, but you just have to believe. And if you believe, you'll get your healing. Isn't that amazing?
Right. It's all about the belief.
And
it's all about belief.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Jesus, you know, he carried all of our sickness. You know, so we are supposed to be healed because what he did was complete. So we are completely healed. So we don't have to worry about sickness. So we thank him, you know, for blessing us with, you know, this healing. And he's just, you know, he's handing each of us a spiritual glass of this beautiful water from the, you know, from this beautiful river of life.
You know, I love that, you know, you can actually, this is real, it's true. You can visualize something, like you're saying, the river of life.
Yes.
Just, you know, get a glass of water and visualize it's the river of life and drink it.
Yes.
and believe that you're being healed. And that is, you know, across the board, just constantly work. I mean, if you truly, truly believe that you are being healed, you are healed. And,
yes,
you know,
it is true.
Visualizations, I believe, need to really be talked about more because they are just insanely, it's so powerful. You know, whether it's through meditation, whether it's just, you know, you're getting this glass of water, which seems simple, yet, you know, you're putting everything you have into your belief and your gratitude, and you're using all your senses to feel whatever you need healed, right? So it's not as simple as it sounds, but it's still, you know, it's something that is so doable. People just don't go there many times. So again, the visualization is so much more powerful than I think people actually give it credit for. And we do it all the time, you and I. You know, I am even just, you know, with the, what was it, the I want to say the Zik method. It's you're instructing, commanding, compelling, you know, whatever you want. You're visualizing it going back to, like you said, the place that it was originally perfectly, you know, it was in the perfect state, right? And I did that,
right?
You know, for my gums because of the Lyme disease that they were affected.
Yeah.
And then the teeth affected, and I did that. And I did that. I visualized it. I also did, you know, everything I was asked to do. But visualization of that and just commanding it. Those words are so powerful, the visualization. I saw it, I felt it, and just so it very went back, and gums are great, they're great. I'm, you know, everything's on track, and
you've been on an amazing journey, Kat. I'm so proud of you. You're just amazing. Everything that you've gone through, and yet you made time to come and, you know, have a show with me to help others as well.
Well,
that is truly beautiful.
It's fine, honestly, because, you know, we all are not, you know, we all have something, right?
Right.
And it's important to share those things that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be things that we're gone through unless we want to share them, but, you know, how to heal, you know, things that we've done to put ourselves in better places and, you know, using, you know, all of that we've learned through the sound healing, through the prayers, through, you know, the Mother Mary, you know, Sacred Red Rose, that, you know, we also have St. Germain, we have St., you know, we have Metatron, we have so many, you know, we have just so much available to us, and, you know, we have these visuals, we have these entities, we have, you know, divine, you know, starseed families, we have our own, you know, ancestral families that are helping us. I mean, it's, you know, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, whoever, you know, you're resonating with, that is divine in nature, is, you know, they're all there and helping us.
And I feel like the divine is giving us many different modalities because certain people will resonate maybe with Mother Mary, others with Jesus, others with Saint Germain,
right.
Maybe another would prefer, like Archangel Metatron, but we are all one. So you're still connecting with, you know, that the one essence, because we are all one.
Yes. I believe it. I believe
which is really
one. And there is, this is, you know, when we talk about religion, you know, for me, and people can differ, of course, and it, there's no judgment anywhere ever, right? But, you know, for me, I, you know, have a foundation in, you know, 12 years of Catholic school, but during my lifetime, because of metaphysical things and other things that have happened, you know, it's, you know, it hasn't resonated with that religion. And so I've even sat down with, you know, priests and whatnot and decided that it just wasn't, it just wasn't going to work for me. Because I was told I was either all in or I wasn't. And so I couldn't say I believe in all this because the Bible's written 1,000 times, number one. But the foundation's there, of course, and, you know, all the angels and saints. And I've had very, you know, beautiful, you know, experiences starting as a child, you know. And so that's where that started too, I believe, you know, and so that just kind of put me on a path, you know, but then other things come into play, you know, that you I resonate with. And so I pull what resonates. And
I feel the same way, Kat, you know, as we, you know, grew on our spiritual journey. The other thing that I just want to mention is Jesus does ask that we please, you know, think about saying healing scriptures. It's almost like taking a spiritual vitamin. And the other thing that he asked us to do is, the other thing that Jesus asked us to do besides saying healing scriptures, like I said, that would be a spiritual vitamin, would be to pray over our food and our water. And the reason you pray over the food prior to, you know, prior to receiving it, because we are grateful, of course, but the one thing that he was telling me is that when we're praying over the food, a lot of people don't have as many intolerances and possibly allergies. Something about prayer over the food that does something, it changes the food.
Yeah.
You know,
Yes,
but we're not telling everyone if you have, you know, an allergy to something, if you pray for it, you know, pray over it, you can't, you know, eat it. But this is what Jesus is saying. Like, please try to just, you know, be mindful, pray over your food that you know that you can have prior to eating it. But he was telling me, like, that, you know, many people's intolerances and everything, even to the point where some people would get sick if they ate something. Maybe the food wasn't, you know, maybe refrigerated as long as it should have been or something, but it does make a difference. And of course, pray over your water, you know, pray over the water. And like I said, I am the river of life. That's my healing water, you know, and I pray over the water and I drink it, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's truly amazing.
I am obsessed with water. So I hear you. I do pray over the water. Even the water that I water my plants with, you know, I'm saying thank you, and I'm watering the plants and saying you're beautiful, I love you, you know, just and they respond.
Like,
I mean, they respond.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really amazing. It's like, you know, there's this energy that's
only
there, just like.
Yes. We should talk to our animals the same way, like with their food and water, teach the children. I mean, it's just so important.
Absolutely.
But the animals respond, the children respond, so it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And
I've
seen pictures of your beautiful plants. They're growing like wild. You know, they're amazing.
They are.
I mean, and you said, oh, my gosh, I just planted them. They're like, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, if I didn't see the pictures, I think, okay, well, you know, maybe she's embellishing a little bit. They're growing, but they are truly growing.
Yeah, yeah. And I did reap the rewards of planting those seeds the other day. You know, so but, you know, gardening is very healing to me, and it's very grounding to everyone, actually, you know, because you're getting your hands in the dirt, you're getting your feet in the dirt, you're just, you know, you're communing with Mother Nature, and, you know, to me, that's something that truly helps not just ground me, but puts me in just a place of just calm and just harmony
and, it's healthy.
And happy.
And it's
happy.
Truly healthy.
Yeah.
But you're happy and you're healthy.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to the callers that, you know, have called in and been with us during the show. We thank you. We hope that you've enjoyed our show. But we've had callers that sat with us through the entire show there. They're listening in, and I hope that they've, you know, learn something that they can take and, you know, put in their spiritual toolbox.
Absolutely. And anything that you want to hear, you want us to talk about, just, you know, put it in Sacred Embers page, and we will go ahead and, you know, talk about it. We want to make you happy. We, you know, you're here to learn and you know, so anything that we can help you with is what we're going to do. So with
definitely.
That, do you want to start with the what the bleep moment? You want to go there?
Oh, my gosh. Kat, my whole life is a what the bleep moment.
I regret it.
My what the bleep moments don't stop. They continue, you know. I mean, that's all, I say that probably about 100 times a day, what the bleep, you know. So I'm going to let you step forward.
Oh, okay. So, well, this is like a simple thing, but it was a what the bleep moment for me because I was very busy the last few days and really didn't have time to prepare for the show, to include today. And last night, again, I didn't have a whole lot of time. And so what I thought to myself was, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get notes from last week, and I'm just going to print them out. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to kind of, you know, go from there, right? Because every week is a new week, and the script is always, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's somewhat scripted, and there's a lot of, you know, other things that we add that just, you know, we add just to add as we do. But what I did was I thought about that. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go print was on last week's show. And I literally did not have my phone. The printer wasn't on. I didn't do anything to the printer whatsoever. I didn't have my phone. Nothing. I walked downstairs, and that episode was printed. Just, like, magic. Like, it was insane. Like,
that
I
was...
did not do anything. And I just thought, Spirit, thank you. Because I did not have that time.
I want to ask you is start asking Spirit for the lottery numbers. Because the more we have, we'll gift others. We promise. We can help. You know, we can help others more if we have more to offer. You know.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Good. And when you said that, I went outside and I just saw this amazing sky. You sent a beautiful picture, and then I had gotten a beautiful picture of Archangel Metatron.
Yeah.
And today again, I got another picture. So that was just like truly, truly amazing.
These pictures are similar. Picture of Metatron.
They are, yeah.
And then I took a
different
state. Right. Like, right, exactly. But I took it, as soon as she sent that to me, I walked outside and I took a picture of the sun, and there it was, you know, just like hers. And I was like, oh,
the divine,
yeah.
You know, like, had us, like, together, even though there's a distance, like a physical distance between us, but... In reality, there is no distance, you know. That was
right.
Beautiful.
And that's quite a bit, you know. Just, you know, if you were in the same state, I don't know what would happen.
You'd probably be in jail. No. And then we wouldn't be here for the
show. Nobody wishes.
Spirit is giving us boundaries. Yes.
But it really is interesting, just how many wonderful moments we do have together. That was the one, and that was just happened. So that's why I just wanted to bring that one up.
That's awesome. I have to say thank you, Mary Hernandez, for listening in and being with us for our entire show. And she just sent me a beautiful picture of the sky, which is absolutely amazing. And I just see angels all over the place in her pic. It's beautiful. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So I want to go on to, as promised, Oracle card reading for the collective. And I did pick from the Keepers of the Light Oracle card. And I picked, her name is Diana. And it says, focus intention. And it says, think about what you desire and set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. So I'm going to just read the extended message here and forward with unwavering faith, knowing that the universe is supporting you. Diana, who's depicted in this picture, is helping you awaken your divine ability to manifest what you deserve. Any fear is only temporary. Your focus is strong now and will be particularly powerful at the full moon. So you may be aware of night owl tendencies. This is because your angels and guides are sending you important messages that you may be missing during the day due to busy schedules. So set some time aside to do a deep meditation to receive the guidance. So that's, meditation again is the, one way to really,
yes,
truly connect to what you are, what your intentions are. And being a meditation practitioner and also just add to my own spiritual toolbox with meditations. It's just, the more the more you go, oh my God, this is just so powerful. Just like these visualizations, the meditations are just, it's like a ladder to the upstairs, really is what it is, to gain,
yeah,
Christ consciousness, divine wisdom, and bring it back down, so we can use it to create here on earth. And yes. And there's so many different types of meditations, of course. But that's all I really wanted to say at this time about that. So
that was beautiful, Kat. And I was getting one more thing is we focus on the food that we eat, and the drinks,
mm-hmm,
as we said, that we're drinking. We've got to be careful of the words that we're using as well, because, that's just as important as what you're ingesting. Whether it's a food or drink, words are just as important. So
words,
if you're saying things that are, they are, because
they're,
if you're
energy,
saying something negative, they're energy. I mean, it's defeating, all the good that you're doing.
Right. It's energy, and
continues forward. Even to the, what you're watching on television, where you're going and the people that you surround yourself with. I mean, it's
absolutely,
just, it's ongoing, mm-hmm, because energy everywhere. And we want to see in a higher vibration to align what we're trying to, achieve here,
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel good listening to Kristen Rock, for instance. I truly like that. I like all types of Sandra, music. I like country music. I like rock music. I like, but the,
yep,
Christian rock,
it's
even
beautiful.
My son, when he still worked out when he was here, would listen to it. And I thought, this is really amazing. I was so happy, and so I started listening to it, and it really is powerful. right? And does something for
it
me.
It truly
like
is.
Therapy.
And it's amazing.
Yeah. But the words that, like you said, that we speak over ourselves and over other people make a difference, right? And, you know, so that's why we always want to protect ourselves as well, because, you know, not everyone has, you know, the same goals for us.
The beliefs want to protect
themselves, right? Right, because so that it just mirrors right back to them. They just, it ricochets right back, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, but
and
is,
I mean, we just send them
are,
love, like,
yeah,
we send whatever. If it's not something that we need or we would like, you know, we just send it back with love, you know? That's all, because we're here to help humanity. You know, always send doses of love to everybody.
Well, I look at it as God is in everyone. So, yes, you're sending back with love.
True, yeah.
Right.
And when I see it, too, like God is in everyone, and we are not evolved at the same level. So sometimes when we get mad at someone, you know, we have to just think they're not as evolved maybe as we are. That would be like, you know, getting mad at a child and trying to discuss, like, world events. You know, it's just not going to be the conversation that you'd like to have with a child, you know?
Right. And
so
it's
sometimes
not always
the people in our life. Go ahead.
It's not always easy, but, you know, you can always cancel the wait.
Yeah,
you know?
And I realize, too, Kat, like the people that are in our lives, we contracted them to be here. So before we incarnated, we asked them to be part of our journey. And the people that give us, you know, like the hardest time, the most grief at times, help us to learn,
right.
You know, the hardest of the lessons. Yeah.
Right. 100% agree. But because of we have like 5 seconds left, I just wanted to thank you, DC, and thank you, listeners, for listening in. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and tune in next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And with that, God bless everyone, and good night.
Good night, everyone.